With Montana News, I'm Aiden Morton. A Montana Supreme Court justice who voted in a 6-1 ruling to uphold a new law allowing the governor to appoint judges directly to open benches is also condemning Republican lawmakers and the state's attorney general for their handling of the proceedings. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports.
Justice Jim Rice wrote a concurring opinion upholding the law, but included scathing criticism of the Republican majority legislature and Department of Justice. Rice was appointed to the court in 2001 by Republican Governor Judy Martz and previously served as a Republican lawmaker. Rice wrote that the Department of Justice's actions while representing the state in the lawsuit were, quote, contemptuous, unquote. Rice also wrote that the Department of Justice and legislature don't have an understanding of the Supreme Court's authority, and until they do, quote, there is little hope they could comprehend contempt of it, unquote. Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson, head of the Department of Justice, responded with a statement calling Rice's opinion a, quote, emotional rant, unquote. Knutson says Rice is trying to distract from his own behavior in the case. The Attorney General didn't elaborate on what behavior he's referring to. Governor Greg Gianforte released a statement saying the Supreme Court's ruling affirmed what he knows to be true, that the law is constitutional. Republican Senator Keith Regier, the law's sponsor in the legislature, says the ruling is, quote, clearly correct, unquote. Neither commented on Rice's opinion. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
President Joe Biden's nominee to oversee federal lands in the U.S. West is facing Republican pressure to withdraw over her ties to environmental activists convicted of spiking trees to sabotage a national forest timber sale more than 30 years ago. As a college student at the University of Montana, U.S. Bureau of Land Management nominee Tracy Stone Manning sent a letter to federal officials warning that spikes had been inserted into trees in Idaho's Clearwater National Forest and that, quote, people could get hurt if the area was logged. Stone Manning testified against two friends who were convicted in the case, saying she mailed the letter at the request of one of them and to prevent people from getting hurt. She was given immunity to testify and was never charged with any crimes. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says Stone Manning should be disqualified for collaborating with the saboteurs. State officials have granted an exclusive Montana resort a permit to use treated wastewater in its snowmaking operations. The Yellowstone Club says the plan will bolster stream flows and reduce the amount of pollution being released into the Gallatin River. The permit, granted Monday, allows the Yellowstone Club to use more than 25 million gallons of treated wastewater in its snowmaking operations. The club already uses reclaimed wastewater to irrigate its golf courses. A campaign is underway to feature Jeanette Rankin on the United States Quarter. Rankin represented Montana and was the first woman elected to Congress. President of the Jeanette Rankin Foundation, Michelle Ozumba, says nominating Rankin to be featured on the coin honors her legacy.
Being on the quarter creates tremendous opportunity for us to increase awareness of Jeanette Rankin as a person and as well as the work of the foundation and the many women who are being supported through our efforts.
The effort is gathering nominations for the United States Mint's American Women Quarters Program. The four-year program, beginning in 2022, will issue designs each year celebrating the accomplishments and contributions women made to the history of the United States. Montana's senior U.S. senator is among a bipartisan group of 10 lawmakers working on an infrastructure deal after President Joe Biden ended talks with a core group of Republicans earlier this week. Democratic Senator John Tester told WBUR Peter O'Dowd on Here and Now the package from the bipartisan group isn't a done deal, but could come with a price tag of just under $600 billion.
It's a serious investment. It'll make a big difference if we're able to get bipartisan support to get this through.
Tester told Here and Now the package could do a lot of good, creating funding for roads, bridges, and broadband, but he's disappointed it does not include funding to address costs of housing, childcare, and senior care. Congressional Republicans balked at Biden's offering of a $2 trillion infrastructure spending plan. NPR reported talks of spending half that amount also fizzled. Katie Schottler, a spokesperson for Republican Senator Steve Daines, says the senator hasn't seen the bipartisan group's proposal, which he'll need to do before agreeing to a price tag for any bill. Schottler says Daines wants to see a bipartisan package that funds broadband and work on traditional infrastructure like roads, ports, bridges, and sewers, but he has concerns over recent federal spending levels. Yellowstone National Park had its busiest May on record, and officials say the park is having its busiest year in recent memory. The park had over 480,000 recreation visits last month, up 11% from May 2019. The park recorded over 658,000 visits from January through May of this year, the most since 594,000 visits during that time in 2016. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Aiden Morton.